Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Power Hour. I'm your guest host for today, Dr. A. Truat. Yeah, golly, you know, it's amazing when technology can either be wonderful or it can fail you rapidly. And my goodness, my internet went completely down this morning, and I apologize. We just barely made it under the wire. But folks, it's a privilege and pleasure for me to be here today and live on the cellular phone. Actually, the landline was really not even working either. Our technology, at least my technology here, has been really, really been hit for whatever reason. I apologize for that. So I have I'm trying to get my other computers online, and the information was going fine at first, and then it just simply was shut off. Very, very strange. Folks, yeah, there's so much going on, and I had a number of guests that I wanted to bring on. They never responded. It's kind of a bad situation. But thanks, Catherine, for all of the work that you've done there. And, of course, just, again, I'm so, so grateful and thankful for the work that Joyce Riley has done to bring the show and be the founder of the show. I just, again, would just like to say right up front how much I miss and appreciate the work that Joyce Riley has done over the years. So be that as it may, I've got to tell you, I would like to focus, and this is, again, the big picture, if you will, the big picture of really what is happening worldwide. And again, it's unfortunate that we're really in a real way preaching to the choir. Most people listening to the show are already fully awake. Some maybe not so much awake, but still, you know, there's a situation. We've been talking about this as I say we, myself, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and many others. We just constantly are talking, telling people, look, you've got to understand that this is a psychological operations, ultimately. It's a psyops. The people are believing a lie, a huge lie. And let me just, again, I need to, again, reiterate this. I get a lot of people upset. Well, you say people aren't dying, people aren't sick. I'm not saying that, but there is influenza every year. And the people that do die, and historically so, are people whose bodies, their human terrain, is compromised so intensely because they're just not taking care of themselves nutritionally. I mean, I know people are dying, and they're typically quite obese. They're typically, well, you know, many pounds, if not 100 or so pounds overweight. And their cells, their blood cells especially, are just simply not transporting oxygen correctly. Now, for what it's worth, folks, I'm a PhD in nutrition. I was trained by Dr. Linus Pauling. And my PhD work was in Germany, in Dresden area, where we just focused on the terrain of the cell. The terrain is everything. Dr. Beauchamp, Antoine Beauchamp, was absolutely right, a contemporary of another Frenchman, Louis Pasteur. The Pasteur germ theory, folks, is just not accurate. It's just not. Even though it's highly popular, the vast majority of people in the West have been programmed in their minds to believe you catch viruses, you catch bacteria, you get sick from something that is caught. That is the general prevailing theory. I would just, again, like to just reemphasize that, folks. If you're listening to this, and I know you're, as listeners, you have heard this many, many times, but again, we just can never say it enough. There is a fantastic book that I really would like to promote and really strongly emphasize and request the listeners to make the investment, buy the book. It is pricey. It's over $40, whether in Barnes & Noble or Amazon or wherever you want to get it. The book is called Virus Mania. The first edition of the book came out in 2007, and I know the author, the primary author, very well. I purchased a bunch and gave them out to my clients by the caseload in 2007 and 2008. It since then has been rewritten. There's a third edition in English that I highly recommend because it absolutely exposes this COVID-19 hoax. And that's what it is, folks. You have to understand why it's a hoax. You have to understand who is making money for it on behalf of it. And more importantly, what the end game agenda is for those people in the World Health Organization that are making this happen or declaring the models, the artificial intelligence driven computer models. And that, you see, can only be done by understanding the big picture. So the book is called Virus Mania. There is an incredible medical doctor who's a woman. She's the new upcoming generation of, let's say, a Dr. Tenpenny, a Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Don't get me wrong, Dr. Sherry. You know, we loved you and all of the work you've done over the decades. Yes. But there's a new generation coming up, a new voice that's flat out, we got to pass. I'm an old guy now, too. I'm pushing 65. And it's time now to pass the torch to the new generation. And this Dr. Sam Bailey, is one such individual, folks. If you never heard of her before, you need to get to know her. Dr. Sam Bailey. She's out of New Zealand, all right? You can just enter her name. In fact, I would recommend entering into any search engine, Dr. Sam Bailey, Virus Mania. And you'll get her YouTube video channel come up first hit. Dr. Sam Bailey, you know, she just basically gives an overview of the book, the new edition of Virus Mania, and she's a contributing author now. 75, 80 pages of exposition of the money power behind COVID-19. I got to tell you, you must understand this. It is so concise and so complete. And then you take the information already in the 2007 edition, which is called Chapter 7, an incredible read, folks. You've got to follow through with this because the information there in Chapter 7 really does document the hoax called the bird flu. We as Americans seem to have forgotten what happened in 2006, 2007 with Michael Okerlund Leavitt, the governor of Utah, being brought in as Health and Human Services Director under George W. Bush. And, of course, the incredible amounts of money spent at the federal level trying to convince the world that we're in for a bird flu, an H5N1 bird flu epidemic pandemic. That was what was being sold. It didn't materialize because, like all viral epidemics, it's a lie. You cannot catch a virus, ladies and gentlemen. You have to have it injected into you. That's the underlying core truth and reality of the train theory. You cannot catch a respiratory virus. Let that sink in. When you hear that, of course, you think, wow, that's extreme, because every minute of every day, the media, the world-controlled media is trying to tell you, oh, not only can you catch this COVID-19, but it's constantly mutating and getting more and more and more virulent and more deadly. Thus, we need to be mass vaccinated. Thus, we need to get what they call, quote, herd immunity. Ladies and gentlemen, listening, for what it's worth, that is absolutely not the case. You simply cannot catch an influenza virus. You must have it injected into you. Yeah, well, how does this all spread? I hear that all the time. Folks, it's spread because of, again, what a virus is. Saturday, March 20th, worldwide, there was protests all over across the free world. In Canada, all across America, I have been involved in Dr. Pam Popper's grassroots movement, Make Americans Free Again. Not MAGA. Americans need to be free again. We need to just stop being subjected to lies. We become free when we know the truth. The Bible tells us, you shall know the truth. The truth shall set you free. And this is what I'm talking about here. It's why I'm on the radio today. I'm trying to tell you the truth to set you free. And so Saturday, here in Ogden, Utah, I did a presentation. It's simply entitled, Putting Spirituality Back into Healing. It was at the place called Liberty Hall. Here in northern Utah, we have a group of patriots, the Smith family, actually. They have a rather large store called Smith & Edwards. It's a fantastic store for patriots. They sell a lot of guns and ammunition and sporting goods. And they're just a really, really good redneck store, if you want to call it that. It's an epicenter of people who come to believe in freedom. The widow of the founder of Smith & Edwards, Miss Kathy Smith, Mrs. Kathy Smith, took some of the money that she had, and she's quite wealthy now, and built a replica, an absolute replica of Liberty Hall in Pennsylvania. Yeah, it looks exactly the same. Even has the Liberty Bell Tower, the top, all in gold leaf, gold paint. Fantastic. And inside the building, in the meeting hall area, is all kinds of original artwork depicting the signing of the Declaration of Independence, such seminal events as Constitution Hall. Liberty Hall became Constitution Hall, where they sat down and actually hammered out the amendments to the Constitution, our basic First Amendment rights, Second Amendment rights, et cetera, all there. So it was at this venue that I gave a speech, a presentation. I wish there was 400 people there, but there was well over 100. It was standing room only. And I like to tell you, it was extremely, extremely well received. I am putting the presentation on DVD. I will send copies out as people need to know. The only point is to hear this speech. Let me just, in this broadcast, I will just basically tell you, step by step, the PowerPoint presentation without the visuals. I will go step by step into what I explained because it was extremely well received. Folks, we have to start at the very beginning as to what has made it possible for unelected bureaucrats in every state and health departments, if you will, to get such broad dictatorial powers where they can come in and close businesses, close restaurants, mandate masks, impose fines. What does all this come from? And I expose all this in my PowerPoint presentation. again, you have to understand the research in the book, Virus Mania. There's a lot of money involved, billions if not trillions of dollars involved in this. It's big business. It makes people very wealthy. And that's the whole reason for it. You have to go back to understand that this was really not anything new. The potential for this was seen and exposed by one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, a Dr. Benjamin Rush. Dr. Rush is one of the unknown heroes of the American Revolution. Dr. Benjamin Rush, in the year 1753, actually went back to Mother England and graduated eventually from Oxford in the field of medical training. He became a medical doctor trained back at Oxford in England. In his studies, Dr. Rush became fully aware of the ultimate goals of subjugation and control by the House of Rothschild, the money power behind the throne of King George. See, King George is just a figurehead, really. The money power is what controls it. He found, Dr. Benjamin Rush found, that it is the undercover dictatorship of the medical establishment of, that he saw would eventually seek to control the entire world. It is the real power, if you will, the House of Rothschild, the power behind the throne, the colonialism, the expansion of power, is really all about a medical dictatorship. And so Dr. Rush came back to America, was the personal physician to General George Washington. He was right there through Valley Forge. He crossed the Delaware, and the famous painting of Washington there in the boat. Yeah, well, Benjamin Rush was right with him. And so you see, that's the history. Dr. Benjamin Rush, at the end of the Revolutionary War, when the Constitution was being established, tried mightily to include an amendment guaranteeing the right of medical freedom, which he says is one of the most important inalienable rights, right up there with life, of course, and liberty. Life has to do with enjoying life free of illness. And the most important basic right, Dr. Rush believed, as I do, as everybody should, is to determine what you can and can't put into your body. That's your primary choice. No government, no despot, no king should be able to declare to you what you must and must not do to put into your body. That's the ultimate freedom. You determine what you do to take care of your body or not take care of it. That's your choice. As long as, Dr. Rush said, as long as it doesn't cause other people to be put in danger. All right, so this is where the whole thing really does originate. Does the American, U.S. government, does the state health department have the right to declare and force individuals to wear a mask to protect other people from an imagined disease, real or imagined? Do they have that right? Do they have the right to force vaccinations? This, again, became a topic of discussion in the 1890s when the Rockefeller Institute began to promote smallpox vaccinations, and they forced mandatory vaccinations back then. Individuals came forth and said, no, the government does not have the right to do that. It was taken all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Supreme Court ruled on it, and it said, yes, the government has the right to force vaccinations, as long as it does so to protect interstate commerce. It was a commerce clause, basically. So you see, this is a primary Supreme Court ruling, just like Roe versus Wade. The U.S. government has the right to mandate the vaccines. Folks, this is the premise of it. We're going to go back and flesh this out in the next, after the break. You're going to have to understand that, again, it's up to we the people to say, okay, wait a minute. Powers are only granted to government by the consent of the people being governed. We'll talk about that when we come back, please. This is, again, the Power Hour. I'm your guest host, Dr. H. Fruat. Don't go away.
Each and every one of you are very special to us here at the Power Hour, which is why we offer this special for you. Now through this Sunday, 10% off all Good Health Naturally products at thepowermall.com. That's right, all Good Health Naturally products are 10% off all week long. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or online at our newly designed thepowermall.com store. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. Hurry, sale ends this Sunday.
Know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarisp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth, and she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
We know you like savings, and we know you like Strauss. Strauss Natural Products, 10% off this entire week. From now through this Sunday, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get a 10% discount on all our Strauss products. right now through the end of the week or online at thepowermall.com. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. Hurry. Sale ends this Sunday.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in. This is Dr. A. True Watt here in Utah, coming to you live as a fill-in guest host today. Thank you so much for having me on, for listening, folks. It's really critical as you get the handle again on how to sort through the misinformation and disinformation. It's true that everybody has an opinion, and that's a good thing. But there's so much misinformation and absolute disinformation going on that people are really confused. And so we see the current administration talking about the need to make sure the vast majority of Americans, as much as 80% of Americans, get this mRNA vaccination by the end of June. They want to have the country fully open, they said. Biden said, by the 4th of July. And that's equivalent to them, everybody getting vaccinated. Folks, you have to understand what really is the agenda here. And that's why I can't recommend highly enough the book, Virus Mania, the new edition, with Dr. Sam Bailey's work. She's incredible. She's a beautiful individual. She's easy to listen to. She's easy to look at. And that's important. And she hasn't been kicked off of YouTube. And they asked, well, why is that? You're exposing the truth about the PCR test. You're exposing a lot of truth. And why aren't you censored from YouTube? And she gives a very down-to-earth explanation. She says, I'm proactive. I don't wait for them to censor me. I do my videos. I send them in and get pre-approval. And I have had to edit some things for them, but I make them feel like, okay, well, I've pre-approved. I won't kick them off because I've already pre-approved them. It's amazing how she's does it. And she's very, very easy to follow. So her videos are fantastic. So I can't recommend her high enough, Dr. Sam Bailey. So what about, again, the pages of the book, Virus Mania. Let me go on and explain. As I gave this PowerPoint presentation, it was videotaped. I'm professionally redoing it so that the slides can be easily seen. Because every person that was there wanted 10 or more copies to spread the information, because it's critical. Again, if you don't know, how can you make changes? You have to understand where we've gone. You know, Americans need to understand that the Model Emergency State Health Powers Act is an absolutely unconstitutional piece of nonsense legislation that was, again, authored and pushed through by Michael Levitt during his reign as Health and Human Services Director. It was all because we are going to have an inevitable pandemic. The bird flu is upon us. Then in 2010, there was the swine flu. It's going to shut down the world economy. And each state had better become proactive and have, again, federal funds. I mean, huge amounts of billions of dollars of federal funds providing state epidemiologist offices. And all, again, a version of the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. Now, folks, this MSEHPA, as it's called, the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, was first drafted in the year 1999, and it was put forth by some very questionable charlatans who really tie into the Jesuit order. These people are really kind of want to see this republic destroyed. They do not want to see we the people in control. They want to see a papal yoke. They want to see the Jesuit Pope Benedict absolutely in control. This is just a fact, folks. They hate everything to do with pure Christianity and the Holy Bible, New Testament. They want to see this destroyed, and that's a fact. This is who we are fighting against, really. So I expose all this in my presentation. The Model State Emergency Health Powers Act needs to be repealed. And it only will be repealed if we, the people, are awake and alert and unite and join together in grassroots. See, most, I would not say all, but the vast majority of so-called Christian churches in America today have become so preoccupied with the so-called cancel culture that even being identified with putting America first, they call them Christian nationalists. The Christian nationalists are somehow to be eradicated and reprogrammed and reeducated. If, you know, all because of the terrible events on January 6th, and where these crazy right-wing extremists, these Christian patriots, these Christian nationalists, are so out of control, they stormed and terrorized the U.S. Capitol. Folks, that's the rhetoric. That's not what happened. I'm telling you, it was a group of infiltrated Antifa radicals that did all of that and orchestrated that. It wasn't the peaceful Americans. Americans gathered there because we have a right and a desire to do that. That's part of the First Amendment. We have the right to peacefully assemble. There was no guns being brandished and fought and shot into the air. It was to peacefully assemble to let the government know that there was a very strong evidence, despite the mainstream media to the contrary, telling us that there is no evidence for massive voter fraud. Well, that's ridiculous. Of course there is. And the peaceful gathering on January 6th was demanding accountability. That's all. It's a redress of grievances. Audit the Electoral College results. Audit the key states, the swing states. Take your time. Don't rush into it. Investigate. That's the grievance. It was peacefully done. It was demonstrations. Yes. But how else do you make the case known? Now, the Christian nationalists have been demonized through the churches now. I mean, Christianity Today, the major magazine, actually came out and mainstream churches, from Methodism to the Protestant Baptists, all of it. They wanted to basically exorcise, kick out Christian nationalists from their bodies. It's politically incorrect now to be a Christian nationalist. And so at the presentation, I started out that way. I said, listen, what is a Christian nationalist? Let's define it. Because these individuals, these pastors, these religious theologians with PhDs are not telling people really what a Christian nationalist is. But I want to tell you, define it. A Christian, by definition, is a person who recognizes the lordship and kingship of Jesus of Nazareth, that he is God, that he is the creator of all things. We believe John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3 is accurate, that everything was created by this Lord, this King of Kings, this God. That's what a Christian is, folks, by definition. What is the opposite of a Christian, then? Well, an anti-Christian? Yes, but even more so, an atheist or agnostic. A person that doesn't believe in any supreme creator, that God is dead, that God does not exist, that's the opposite of a Christian, really. You see? Or even, how about this, that Satan is God, that the adversary to Jesus is the real God that they worship. See, if you're not a Christian, you're either atheist or you're a Satanist. That's the opposite. There's no in-between. There's no fence-sitting here, folks. You either are or you're not a believer, all right? And then the next thing is, what is a nationalist? It's simply defined as a person who simply loves his or her country. Who kind of gets a lump in their throat when they hear the song America, the Beautiful, song with the Full Symphony Orchestra. When they see pictures of heroes passed from the American Revolutionary War to World War I and II, who realize that freedom isn't free, that it's bought with the blood of patriots, of those who love freedom and love this country from sea to shining sea, for amber waves of grain, purple mountains, majesties. Sorry, if you are moved by that song, you may be a nationalist. What's wrong with that? What is wrong with that? More importantly, what is the opposite of a nationalist? It's one who really doesn't want their countries to succeed, does not love their country, and wants instead to be a world order globalist. So think about it, folks. The opposite of a Christian nationalist is simply a satanic globalist. And I got a standing ovation when I declared and screamed in the microphone, I am proud to be a white American nationalist, a Christian nationalist. I'm proud to be an American. We need to stand and scream that, folks. The cancel culture is darkly, darkly perverted and darkly satanic in nature. It's not accidental this is coming on, in the wings of Antifa and BLM. Yeah, folks, Black Lives Matter. Of course they do. But so do white lives. So do Mexican lives. Every human life matters, ladies and gentlemen. And when you start saying, oh, one life is more important than another life, I'm sorry, I reject that. Because there is no respecter of persons in the eyes of my Savior, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So you see, if you start eroding that very truth, a very basic truth, that all people are worthy, all people, all lives matter, even, especially, innocent little ones, unborn children, their lives matter too. Bad news for you, folks. Just because a fetus has not yet been born and its umbilical cord severed does not mean that individual does not have his very own fingerprints and DNA. And he and she has the right to live. They're protected under the First Amendment and the Constitution as well. So I show in my presentation, look, the World Health Organization tells you 1.8 million people have died under COVID. It's such a terrible, terrible tragedy. But they fail to also tell you that almost 9 million people worldwide died from cancer. You know, 9 times more people die from cancer than COVID. We don't shut down our borders and shut down international air flights and need a cancer vaccination passport. You see the problems? And, of course, the 1.8 million is over-exaggerated. There's a lot of other deaths. See, the actual mortality is not any different than it was a year ago. It really isn't. But we set a record, the world did, in 2020. 42.8 million abortions performed, folks. And that's not a problem. It's a essential service, according to the radical left. here in my city, and it's like this all the way across America and the world, surgeries like LASIK eye surgeries, we're all shut down because it's not essential. Joint replacement surgeries were shut down as being not essential services. But no abortion clinics were ever shut down. It's essential, you see. Now, the same left people, the same leftists, are saying, you can't stop me from having an abortion because it's my body. I have rights over my body. I determine what I do with my own womb, the leftist gorillas will tell you. You know, and Roe versus Wade supported that process. Woman has the right. They don't believe the fetus is really a standalone person. They believe it's part of a woman's body. And so a woman has a right to determine if she wants that pregnancy or not. That's supported by the U.S. Supreme Court decision. Now, here's the same people, though. We're not telling you. The exact same voices are saying, you don't have a choice to determine what goes into your body as far as a vaccine. You see the blatant hypocrisy? We want to force you. We want to mandate it. And as of May 1st, that's what's happening. Beijing Joe Biden and Commie Kamala are declaring, no, as of May 1st, the U.S. military will force mandatory vaccines on the states, and you must, if you don't don't support what we're agenda items are doing, we'll just withhold massive amount of federal funds from each state. So it's, you're going to have to, you know, you have the choice, but my goodness, if you don't, the consequences will be so intense. How is it that women can have choice and make abortions happen, but people that are fundamentally opposed to even the concept of a experimental, potentially absolutely deadly, potentially deadly vaccine, that's okay. You don't have a choice for that. You're going to have it because it's for the global good. That's collectivism at its root core, ladies and gentlemen. Collectivism is, no, we give up our rights individually so that we can have more protections collectively. That's Marxism 101. See, that's the whole idea. Give up your rights of freedom, individuals, because it's in the collective good. It's all for the good of the people, the People's Republic, you see, of China. That's what communism is, ladies and gentlemen. It's collectivism. And that's what you have to get a grasp on. It's not about, again, the same lies and rhetoric. Wear a mask because it protects the whole. It protects other people. Don't worry about you. Just wear your mask to protect the innocent person next to you. You see where this is going? Now, the crux of my presentation is going to the heart and soul of really what a messenger RNA, an mRNA inoculation is. It's really not a vaccine whatsoever, because the definition of vaccine is an attenuated live or, part live virus. It creates an immune response. That's the whole so-called science of the germ theory. It's not factual, folks. And I explain it in my presentation in depth. It's important to understand this. You see, viruses are part of our larger body in our cells called the virome. Virome is a subset of what you call the human genome. Human Genome Project took 13 years, from 1990 to the year 2003, to map and quantify the incredible amount of information in the human genome. A subset of the human genome is your human virome, and the virome is what manufactures viruses in your body. It's why it's called a virome, folks. And what are the role of viruses? Simple. Viruses are not to be really demonized at all. They're an integral part of cellular communication through your greater autonomous autoimmune system. See, there's a chimera lab virus called HIV that is a combination of a sheep virus and a bovine, a cow, leukemia virus that has been given parts of the human markers. And so the HIV goes into the human genome and the virome and begins to attack that part of the human virome that produces viruses. That's how an HIV virus operates, folks. And when your ability to make viruses is shut down, what happens? Your killer T cells, your white blood cells, your bone marrow, your macrophages, all of the autoimmune cells in your body start to malfunction. You come down with something called acquired immune deficiency syndrome, or AIDS. And when you have AIDS, folks, you get a small, simple little bacillus that normally has no problems, and you just have no way to battle it, and you'll die of pneumonia. You have no immune system to battle, and you'll die that death. You see what's happening here, folks? I got to tell you, they are putting in gene manipulation to stop the production of viruses. Why? Because they've got everybody convinced that you got to have a negative PCR test. A PCR test is just simply showing how active your virome is to produce viruses. It's an indicator of just how toxic the cellular terrain really is. Because the more toxic cellular terrain, the more viruses your body's going to produce. And this is why people, you know, are dying that are so, oh, we have a positive PCR test. We have positive COVID. No, folks, it's not showing at all a novel virus in anybody's blood. It's just not doing that. Don't you see that really changes things? This is all laid out on the pages of the book, Virus Mania. A must read. So what is the absolute mRNA all about? Well, folks, again, basic 101, basic messenger RNA 101. I suggest you do your own just research on what's called the CRISPR, C-R-I-S-P-R technology. CRISPR technology in for Dummies 101 is simply a process where they use synthetic messenger RNA made in a laboratory now that is operated by nanotechnology, nanobots, lipo-nanobots, if you will. These produce what's called the operating system of the messenger RNA. They instruct the messenger RNA which parts of the genome to go in and alter and change. That's what's happening here. You're altering your DNA with these shots. And what really should wake everybody up and start a revolution tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, is the very, very real potential, not of people dying right away, but 6 months to a year or so later, when people start not being able to produce viruses in their virome because of this alteration, and people start dropping dead from pneumonia, from AIDS. This is what's in store for America, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, And it's been given to our first responders, our doctors, our nurses first, and our military has all been injected with this, and it has to be exposed. We're in deep, deep trouble, folks. That's the reality. We'll come back to these messages. Please stay tuned. This is Dr. H. Roulotte, and this is the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.